Good afternoon. It's 4:45 and you're listening to Observer Radio News. I'm Janet Piercy, and your weather this afternoon looks to be 10 degrees with cloudy skies and will drop down to 2 degrees tonight. Coming up, we have our sports and our entertainment news. Now for our top news stories. Ontario feels like our kids and teens aren't getting the proper information when it comes to sex. The government wants the curriculum for sex to change in schools, especially for grades 1 to 8. Many parents have spoken out against this, feeling that they are the ones who should inform their kids about sex and not schools. The Toronto Star says the Liberal government has no idea when the new teaching plan will come into effect or if it will at all. And if your car idles longer than 1 minute, you could be given a larger fine. The City of Toronto is considering changing the anti-idling bylaw and increasing the fine to $125. Instead of your car being allowed to idle for 3 minutes, it is decreasing down to 1 minute only. According to the Toronto Star, after a traffic pollution report in 2007, the Board of Health recommended that there be a decrease to reduce pollution. The changes are being considered in May. And Toronto's first completely dark restaurant hopes to change statistics. Au Noir owner Mo Alamedine creates jobs for the visually impaired. Of his 32 employees, 11 are blind. The legally blind employees are waiters for guests who eat in total darkness. They guide patrons through their pitch-black meals. Those with vision loss have a high unemployment rate in Canada. 32% of those who are able to work with vision loss have jobs. This is a number Alamedine wants to see change.
A normal restaurant can hire a blind person, you know, but they never give them the chance to do the job. That's the whole idea, you know. Any normal restaurant, if you show them table number 6 where and table number 9 where, table number 31, they walk, they train, and then they can walk there. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure people, they will appreciate them.
Almodine says restaurants only want to invest in advertising. He is confident that his restaurant will continue to raise awareness for the visually impaired. And kids from ages 1 to 5 need at least 2 hours of exercise every day, but that's not the case. Many kids are at risk of obesity and health problems because of the amount of hours spent in front of the TV. According to the Toronto Star, a national survey shows that 15% of Canadian kids ages 2 to 5 are overweight. Parents are encouraged to make sure their kids become active at least 2 hours a day. That's it for our news, and now on to sports. Ex-UFC fighter Tito Ortiz was brought into custody for alleged domestic violence. His girlfriend, ex-porn star Jenna Jameson, had noticeable marks on her when police arrived to the 911 calls in their California home that Jameson made after the attacks. And in playoff news, the Montreal Canadiens beat the Washington Capitals last night with a 4-1 win. Jaroslav Halak made 53 saves during the game. And it's Game 7 tonight with the Red Wings and the Coyotes at 9 o'clock, so make sure to watch. The Blue Jays lost their game against the Boston Red Sox last night in a 13-12 loss. They play again tonight at the Rogers Centre at 7 o'clock. And in your entertainment news, there are only 6 Idol contestants left on American Idol. Tonight, the contestants will be showcasing country songs with Shania Twain as their mentor. Snoopy, Charlie Brown, and the rest of the Peanuts characters have been sold. The licensing rights to the cartoons were sold for $175 million to Joe Boxer, owner of the Iconics Brand Group Incorporated. More Peanuts products are to be manufactured this year and is hoped to make $2 million in sales. And to all you Jonas fans out there, the Jonas Brothers are coming to Toronto in September as part of the Disney's Camp Rock tour. And that's it for your news. Thanks for tuning in and have a great afternoon. This is Janet Piercy reporting for Observer Radio News, Toronto.